welcome back to it. Well, I mean, let's look at the bright side here in the No Panic Zone this Tuesday. Antifa is on the side of saving the planet. They believe that climate change is an existential threat. Burning down cities, perfectly appropriate. But being worried about climate change is extremely important. There you go. Joining me now, Gregory Wrightstone, geologist, best-selling author of Inconvenient Facts, a science that Al Gore does not want you to know. Gregory, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, thanks. Just a really quick update. Our Norwegian language version of Inconvenient Facts is almost done. And I just got an email. We've contacted by somebody who wants to translate it into, get this, Korean. That should be interesting.
Yeah.
So
I don't read Norwegian. I don't read Korean. I've got the original English version. I stick with
work.
That, Greg. Yeah, I stick with that. How have you been?
Good. We've had our internet and phone systems and television have been out for 12 hours. Maybe the Antifa rioters here in Pittsburgh cut some lines. You never know.
Yeah.
Do this over the cell phone.
So there in Pittsburgh, are you seeing riots like we're seeing around the country? To me, it's I don't understand how, you know, rioting and burning and destroying and looting helps George Floyd. I don't see how that brings any justice to anyone. People burning down their own neighborhoods. It doesn't make sense to me. But go on.
I think you and I would both agree that this has all been in the plan. They've been planning for this for some time. They just were looking for anything to use as an excuse. If it wasn't Mr. Floyd, it was going to be something else, whatever that might be. And as you know, I had a confrontation with Antifa here back in St. Louis a year or two ago, which got pretty interesting.
Well, dude, tell me about that, because St. Louis yesterday, ugly, at least four police officers shot in St. Louis. Luckily, none of them life-threatening, but four officers, two in the leg, one in the arm, one in the foot, shot by protesters, rioters, by members of the Antifa crowd or Antifa-supporting crowd. So go ahead and tell me what you make of it.
Well, I was speaking there at the Phyllis Schlafly Eagle Summit. Now, Phyllis, just a little background. Phyllis Schlafly, there's a new Hulu miniseries starring Kate Blanchley that's gotten a lot of press about Phyllis Schlafly, who was a conservative icon. And I was a huge supporter of what she did. She was one of the original Goldwater girls. She goes back and is largely credited for assisting Reagan in his first election for governor in California. So she was, just like I say, a conservative icon. I was speaking there, and there were probably 40 Antifa protesters out in front of the hotel. And I got up, and I was speaking about it was the many benefits of warming temperatures and increasing CO2, which is what I like to talk about, present the facts. About 10 minutes into my talk, four people just got up and started screaming. And they had loudspeakers. They were on the speaker, whatever you call it, bullhorns.
Right.
And they were shouting, scientists lie, people die, you have the blood of climate refugees on your hands, climate change is killing us. They kept saying climate change is killing us, and wandering around. And it came right up in my face, pointing his finger in my chest, screaming, climate change is killing us. The police, they had police in the event, as they knew things were up, and they were there within under a minute, and they grabbed these guys and escorted them out. But one of them got arrested for fighting back against the cops. But it was really interesting. I didn't necessarily feel threatened, because there were probably 150 people in the room that I was speaking at. You know, I was surrounded by supporters. It would have been a lot different situation, wouldn't it? If you're by yourself, or if you and your wife, or my wife and I were there, and we're surrounded by 10 of these thugs, it'd be a completely different situation.
Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, you've got scenes that we have seen play out all over this country, and unfortunately, a lot of these videos are going up in places like TikTok, where you can see the brutalization of people that are just trying to protect their business, trying to protect their livelihood, trying to protect themselves. you know, attacked by a mob, beaten into oblivion, yeah. Some to near death. Some may not survive. I don't know. I mean, these people are beaten unconscious and left bloody and broken in the streets, all in the name of what? This brings justice to George Floyd, or this brings justice to whom exactly? You beat some woman, one of them that I saw, a woman being beaten because she had a business there. And to what end? To what end are we doing this? Well, I mean, frankly, what the hell are they doing?
I think we all agree that it's, I mean, this is part and parcel of what we've seen in the United Kingdom, where there they've got this Extinction Rebellion doing very, very similar things in the name of climate change. Here it's just, these are anarchists. I think their goal is to bring down the governments in terms of Extinction Rebellion, very similar to Antifa with their tactics, and they're saying, well, we want our goal is to bring down all Western governments and preferably simultaneously. Antifa now has been thankfully labeled as a domestic terrorist incident. The incident where I was involved, again, I wasn't that scared because there were a lot of people that were packing, you know, that were carrying.
Well, you know, and that's again, I just saw the Polk County, Florida sheriff say, if you come into our neighborhoods, people in my county have guns. I encourage them to own guns, and I encourage them to use guns if they are in danger. So I think you will find a very different reception in areas outside of these big democratically run cities in America. You'll find a different response and a different reaction, don't you think?
I do. I have a little bit my response here, too. My wife and I have talked about it because I get a lot of hate, and I've gotten a lot of hate recently with several messages left on my phone threatening me. We've talked about adding extra security, or it's not Antifa necessarily, but some of these climate change people are just as radical, and they'll do just about anything. So we were talking last night with my daughter and son-in-law were over for dinner, and you know, with some recent things that have happened with me, with some threats, you know, they're going, you know, these people could show up at any time, and we should get, you know, additional lighting, make sure you know where your guns are, make sure you know where the ammunition is if you need them. I mean, these are things we're seriously talking about, because I don't know, there are wacko people that think we're killing the planet, like these people that protested me. That think that what I'm doing is criminal in nature.
Well, of course it is. You're speaking against the truth, you know, and they will determine what the truth is. They are the sole purveyors of truth. And you're a heretic for not towing the line. That's it. Anyhow, real quickly, where can people find you, Gregory? We got to run, but real quickly, where can they find you?
Go to the inconvenientfacts.xyz website, find a lot of information. Actually, you can see the video. Go to my video page. You can watch the video of them accosting me. And then what's really funny is them escorting them down the hall and escorting them outside, the interchange that goes on. There's one guy, it's funny, goes, as the guys are going, somebody's yelling out, two terms for Trump. And they go, somebody else shouted, two terms, two genders, and everybody was like, it was
an
interesting video.
The No Panic Zone with Gregory Wrightstone. Got to leave it right there, my friend.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you. We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.